Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susan Gage.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Joe.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susan Gage.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Joe. It's time for Susie Jones.
You're out if you're grouchy. We learned that. Listen, if you're going on a date with Susie and you're a jerk and you're not happy, you really shouldn't show up. Is that fair?
That's fair.
That is...
I have way too much going on in my life to waste time.
Yeah. If you're crabby, and by the way, the Susie reaches out to you and you act like a jerk, boom! End the date about halfway through the expected amount of time. You made the right call.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's do this, and I want audience participation.
Oh, good. I think that'd be a good idea. That's a good idea.
Unfortunately, no one can call because their phone lines aren't working that
well. Well, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Yeah. They can text, though, 651-461-9226.
What are you asking us?
Predictions for the year 2025. It could be local, could be national, could be international. It could be pop culture. It could be sports. It could be politics. Maybe you want to break down something in your own personal life, right?
Okay.
You'd be inclined to do that. So let's each go. Let's go one by one around the horn. I'm going to go boffo right from the start.
Oh.
The Minnesota Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Jeez. Don't even say it. I'm already nervous.
How about that?
I'm already nervous.
Noted homer. Me, the Minnesota Vikings are going to win the bleeping Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't even ready to go that far. I have one that's close to that. It's approaching. And that was that somebody's O is going to go, that it would be Vikings-Bills in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
I wasn't ready to say Vikings are going to beat the Bills yet.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Dang.
Buckle up, everybody. Will we get the parade right here?
I hope so.
Seventh Street, we should get it.
It's
although,
nice.
I mean, are they going to drive from TCO? I mean,
yeah, it's a long motorcade.
They're going to have Will Egan get upset? I mean, this is U.S. Bank. You got it. It has to culminate U.S. Bank with 70,000 and my boy Yadot anchoring the festivities.
Let's bring the parade to all the places the stadium was going to be. So we can go Bloomington, Egan. We can go to Arden Hills. We can go Farmer's Market. Oh, just everywhere.
Everywhere.
Remember that.
What do you think of that pick?
I don't know, man.
It's not out of the realm of
possibility. I love you for it. I love you for it.
But I'm not saying this as a fan. I'm saying this as an observer. They're really good. Now, can they go to the Super Bowl and win it if they lose Sunday night? Because it's so dramatically different. If they win Sunday night, and I think they've already scored two touchdowns against the Lions. I think the Lions have already scored two touchdowns, too, by the way.
But we lost to them the first time, right?
Yeah, in a very, very close game.
Okay.
If you win, you get the bye, and you get every single game until the Super Bowl at home. And I don't think anybody's beating them at home the way they're playing right now. If all of a sudden you're the fifth seed and you're potentially on the road for three straight games, that's a lot harder.
Mm.
But I went baffled right away. Susie, you're next. What do you have? And by the way, again, we want text.
Yes.
Not just reacting to mine, but
your own.
Your own prediction, 651-461-9226.
My first prediction for the year of 2025 is that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will marry.
God, that's on my list.
Wow.
It's on my list.
Not even we're past engagements.
Yep.
They are going to tie
the knot. Dang it!
Sorry.
That was number two on my list.
Aww.
Are you going over my notes?
No, I'm not.
That's very good because I was going the same damn thing. That they're going to not even engage.
Mm-mm. Just get married somewhere.
Maybe after that crushing Super Bowl loss to the Vikings.
Bam. She's going to do it just to cheer him up.
Right there in New Orleans, Taylor. Have the people finally conceded that this isn't just a pop culture bit? Are people still hanging on to that?
That she's actually truly a talented
dynasty. Relationship of convenience. My boy Charge was convinced of that 9 months in. I should text Charge and ask if he's finally given up on this.
No,
okay?
I think they're truly.
I think we've come out strong. Dave Harrigan, what do you have?
we've been dabbling in sports so far, Taylor being sports adjacent.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
Right.
I will stick with a sports one right now.
Yeah.
After seeing him swing the club last week on the TV, or 2 weeks ago, whenever
okay.
that was,
here
in
we
the
go.
Studio.
This is catnip for me.
Tiger Woods will announce his retirement from competitive golf.
Oh. Wow. I didn't see
I
it going that way.
I think you surprised him on that.
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay. He looks like he's 70
okay.
swinging the club.
Well. They were 28 under, by the way.
Yeah, playing, thanks to Charlie.
Playing from like...
Charlie the Kid?
One of the easiest courses.
Yes. And, yeah. Playing from the red
wow,
tees.
I was hoping I'd hear he's going to win the Masters.
No. He's going to say, you know what? I'm done. Maybe I'll show up once okay. in a while.
You're
competitive
allowed,
golf, I'm
You're
done.
Allowed to comment.
Oh, I am. I can say something?
Yeah. During... Well,
congratulations. A woman can speak on this show.
Yeah. Not that much. during one of the four majors this year... We will wake up Saturday morning with Tiger Woods in the hunt.
Oh, get out of here.
To win the event. Did you hear what I said? I said Saturday in the
yeah.
hunt.
In the hunt.
I didn't say anything about winning.
In the hunt to beat the rest of the guys onto his Southwest flight out of town.
So that's just me commenting yours. My next.
What's yours?
A top Democrat, well known, will run against Tim Walz to be the governor of the state of Minnesota. Yes.
Not going to say who?
I'm not going to say who.
Tom Emmer?
Shortlist?
I said a top Democrat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I missed that.
And that means Walz is running.
Right.
And Walz is going to run. There is going to be a prominent Democrat.
Dean Phillips?
Nope. Dean's not going to run.
You're not even saying a name.
Do you have a shortlist you're not giving us? Or do
that's
you just,
it.
You just don't have a shortlist?
Well, there's only a short list of recognizable names.
Mm.
So I'm saying their top Democrat is going to run against Tim Walz. And by the way, a bonus?
Bonus.
They will run against either Pete Stauber or Tom Emmer. The Republicans also will have a big knock.
Big name. I think Stauber could do it.
Yeah.
He's more likable, in my opinion, than Tom Emmer,
yeah.
even though, you know,
yeah.
more down to earth.
Yeah. But Emmer also has... Emmer might be the Speaker of the House by...
Right. Who knows?
In about 4 days. In all sincerity, we have no idea how that's going to play out.
No.
Okay, what do you have?
Now, I just... When you asked me, so he came down, David, and he said, hey, here's what I want you to do, blah, blah, blah. I just wrote three because I figured that's a good number.
That's fine.
Yeah. And I...
Hold on a second. Why is three a good number?
I don't know. I like three.
You like three?
I do. Three of us.
More than four?
No, more than four is too many. Three is good. I just like it. It's I like the number. I like the balance.
Sure. Yeah.
And I wrote this, and I don't want people to, like, get mad at me.
Yep.
But I wrote, President-elect Trump will have a stroke.
Now, I did see others.
Now, that came to my mind because he is, in my opinion, rather physically unfit. He's larger. He doesn't he doesn't look
spry. You're concerned about the president-elect's health.
I guess that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Something, a health condition. Now, granted, Joe Biden is nearly dead, and they keep him in a little room and bring him out every once in a while.
It might not be him, honestly. I mean, we've joked about the fakes.
Body doubles?
We might have had a fake Biden. Did you see Biden the other day trying to answer questions? It was...
Yeah, so I'm not cracking on one... And then this isn't even a crack. This is just me...
Your concern.
I wouldn't even say I'm concerned. I'm observing the reality of the situation of an older person who's not in the greatest of shape, under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll do the opposite. Donald Trump is going to live till he's 115.
Okay.
Because nothing brings him down.
Okay. Not
bankruptcy doesn't bring him down. God knows how many women he slept with, and God knows how many diseases he might have. Impeachments don't bring him down.
Okay.
January 6th doesn't bring him down.
So are we going to regroup next year and see how well we did?
Yeah, we will.
Are you writing this down?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm taking copious notes.
We got the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We got the podcast. All right, before we take a break, that's an ominous one.
That is very ominous.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I might say something about you next.
Yeah.
I've got one in the holster for you, too. Don't you worry about it.
I do, too.
That I get
in fact,
pregnant?
I'm just going to go with it right now.
Yeah.
I was going to save it for later, but let's just do it right now.
Go with your Susie note.
Prediction in 2025, at least once, Susie Jones will properly understand the meanings of overrated, underrated and properly rated on Monday.
Not possible.
Okay, I still get it wrong.
Okay. More likely Donald Trump and Joe Biden get married next year.
Then I get that game right.
Yeah. I'll give my Susie right now also before we take the break.
Oh, okay. You're both going to bring it.
Susie will not be here 90 days next year.
That is the truth.
And her health will be fine.
Yep.
Okay. She's up to now 90 vacation days.
That's not counting weekends.
No, I'm counting days she is supposed to be here.
I have already racked up.
Monday to Thursday and then Sunday when she's basically watching Matlock. Okay, so. Okay. I'm going 90. What are your thoughts on that?
90 is a good number.
Over under?
90 is a very good number.
Under. You take the under. Okay. It's not quite that many.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
I want to take a look at what you have to say. Predictions from the texters. Hot takes. We're coming out flaming hot here. Vikings win a Super Bowl. Health concern for the president.
And you're being mean to me.
I don't think that's mean to you.
It's an observation.
Well, I think Dave's was more mean than anything.
He was saying I'm stupid.
No. Yeah,
you were saying I was stupid.
I think, you know what he said? What? Women, they're not that smart. I heard that. Didn't you hear that?
I felt it.
Yeah,
I felt it in my heart.
In your heart. 651-461-9226. I don't hear any denial from Dave either. My goodness, Chad, you tease Susie for a well-earned time off, but don't you pretty much take the month of December off? Wow. Not really, actually. I've been here more than any other host in this month, and it's not really close. And we're just kidding, by the way. We're kidding. We're joking. By the way, I'm the only regular host who's here today. I was the only regular host who was here yesterday. So we're needling each other.
We are.
More text. AM radio will be eliminated.
In 2025? I don't think so. Didn't they just go to Washington and have a hoop-de-doo about it?
Did that bill pass? I know.
Save AM radio?
Yeah. If the question was, 10 years from now, is AM radio around? I'm deeply skeptical.
Okay.
And I will tell you this. If the question is, in 15 years, is FM radio around? I'm deeply skeptical also. Because I try to end up talking to really smart radio people, not just in this building, but around town, who I have immense respect for. And they all say the hidden little story is, because it's a given on AM concern.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no doubt,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But that because of what I'm holding in my hand here,
that would
this
be your phone,
mm-hmm. that everything might just be a podcast. And like this show is an example. Now, we're on AM radio, but let's, okay. Common, I don't know if Common's on today, but Common, my friend Dan Cole. Like, he would go in, or all of us would just go in and do our shows whenever we want.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you do the show either from your house, wherever, at 8 to 10, and then it posts right away, so there's no, hey, 6 to 9, 9 to 12. I think it has the potential to be really different.
Mm-hmm. Something almost that we can't imagine. You know, so in our life, you're a little bit younger than us, Dave, Chad and I. But I mean, really.
Excuse me. I'm 4 years younger than you. Pipe down, Missy.
Okay. I'll take it.
It's like a generation.
In my lifetime.
Yes.
You know, we grew up when there were three TV stations and you had to get up and walk to the TV and turn the channel.
Yeah.
And for a long time, we had a black and white Zenith in the living room. And so I couldn't have imagined life now then. So what our 7 and 8 year olds now can't imagine, can't even see, I think that's what it'll look like. And I, like I said, I don't really understand how it's all going to unfold, but I'm just glad I'm old and I'm out of here.
While we have cable, while we have every single streaming option imaginable, you can watch any video you want online. Those same channels you were watching back when you were a kid on the black
still
and white Zenith are still blaring it over the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, listen, there are stations, well, as a Texas points out, Score North here in town only exists podcasts, right? I'm just, and that's not just here in town, it's across the country. I'm just wondering if it's going to be everywhere a lot sooner than we think. And AM is the given, right? There are concerns about AM. But These are individuals who know way better than me, and they think FM might not be that far behind. I hope not. I don't want to see it go away, or I want all of us to evolve in that way. But yeah, I mean, for certain like live events, that might be the way for some of these to exist, including news, sports, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. All right, more text. A devastating earthquake will strike the west coast of the U.S. When is the last time that we had a really significant earthquake?
In the United States.
On the west coast, right, where we're thinking, where sadly we're talking dozens have died and billions of dollars of damage. Bless you, Dave. You know, Riverside, when was that? We had some in the 90s. Well,
there was a 7.1 not even that long ago.
There was.
Yeah.
But no one was really
no
hurt.
No one was hurt, right.
I'm talking it's so bad. And again, not wishing any of this.
No.
But it feels like we've been hearing about the big one forever. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't happened. You're looking right now, I'm assuming.
Right? Yeah, I'm just...
Nothing comes to mind recently, right?
No, I mean, you think of the World Series quake.
Yeah, that's 89. When was the river? Look up Riverside. I thought that one was after. Texter, Trump will not be president.
Oh.
Well, that would be utter craziness.
Unless right? he died.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going there.
That's all right.
Yeah. I went there. I think he's indomitable. I think he survives. I think if an earthquake happened and Donald Trump was there, it would leave one spot untouched, and it would be him. Nothing seemingly happens to the guy. More text here. Within a week of Donald Trump's inauguration, China will invade Taiwan. That'd be stunning.
And possible.
Yeah, but we've been hearing about China invading Taiwan forever. This guy who's had as much bluster as any on China, this is when they're going to do it? I don't know. That seems unlikely to me, but we're tossing out predictions. Yeah. What are you seeing here?
94 was the Riverside quake. 6.7 magnitude.
Right. But we had a fair amount of damage, right?
There was 57 fatalities.
Yeah. So sometimes it's not just the number, it's where.
Thousands injured.
You know, if it's, you know, more isolated area versus a concentrated area. Like, that's a stunning amount. Opposite text. Trump will end wars in Ukraine and Gaza.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. A number of people obviously disagreeing with me on the Vikings because apparently you just can't enjoy the season.
No. Yeah, even with 14 wins,
is nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts. Okay, what do you have next?
You know, I'm going to say my third one.
Yeah.
And at first I wrote it.
Yeah.
And then I decided to up the ante.
Oh, okay.
So I first wrote, I will have a date.
Yeah.
And then I decided I'm going to write, I will fall in love in 2025.
Really?
I have no idea what it looks like. And the thing about this is you declare something and oftentimes...
It comes your way.
It does.
Yeah.
And I think it's been a long, dry spell for me.
When's the last time you were in love?
The last time I was in love was more than 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's nothing like being in love with a new person that you really dig.
It's great.
It is.
It's
euphoric.
Yeah.
And I deserve it.
Yeah.
And I have a lot to offer. I'm a little weird, and I have a lot of idiosyncrasies.
We all do.
And that terrifies
you have plenty,
me.
Okay. But guess what? Everybody in this room does, and so do almost all of us.
Think I'm 62?
That
I've
would
been
make me very
divorced
happy.
Since I was, you know, 38. I mean,
yeah, but you've been in love since then.
I have.
Yeah.
But some of the most special people that I've been in love with, I just remember that was just a terrific feeling.
Yeah.
To want to see someone.
I hope that happens.
Thank you.
Dave?
I would say it could be with either one of you guys, but you're both kind of taken.
Yeah.
It would be awkward.
Do you have someone in your mind's
nope.
eye?
Mm-mm.
Not even a vision in
nope.
your head of this
Mm-mm.
person that might walk into your life?
Nope.
Adam Carter. A second marriage for Adam Carter. You, oh, the my lobster, God. And Adam, all living in Rosemont.
No.
Who would kill who first?
Me? I would kill Adam.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be
easily.
Very quick.
Yeah. And some days,
maybe week one.
Some days Jen would say, that's okay.
Yeah. We'll get along fine, Susie.
Yeah. Here's a fork.
Yeah. Do you have another one?
Yeah, I think we are going to see the continued slow, maybe getting a little quicker resurgence of the downtown Minneapolis area when one of the big heavy hitters, be it Target, be it the county, Hennepin County, somebody is going to say, enough is enough, everybody's back.
Mm. I hope that happens.
I do too.
I think this is the year when AI starts becoming even bigger to the folks who aren't paying attention right now. That AI, that 2025 is the year where it crosses over, not for the folks who are paying attention right now, and it's available and you see things, but that the typical person who's heard about a lot of things, like we were talking Y2K, and that never lived up to it, that this is a year where AI, and you're like, you cannot believe all the things it's doing. And I'm going to give one more pop culture.
Okay.
In the middle of the summer, it will be the return of Harry Styles. And for a while during the summer, people want to debate, is Harry Styles the biggest star on the planet? He's been too quiet for a couple of years, right?
It's been very quiet.
About 2-3 years ago.
You got your watermelon sugar, then you took a break.
Yeah. Hmm. Right?
Hmm.
He's going to come back. He's going to be massive again. And we're going to get a Harry Styles, Taylor Swift sort of rivalry.
Wow.
It's not going to be a rivalry.
She's just going to squash him.
Taylor is just going to brush him aside. That's cute, Harry. Watch this.
I think you're downplaying Harry. All right, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. Thank you guys for including me. And we'll roll the tape back in a couple of months and see how we're doing.
Yeah. We got a couple others here.
I want to hear it before we say
Susie gets caught in a love triangle.
Ooh. Okay.
Tim Walz will announce that he will not seek a third term as governor. If we had to predict, I'm yes. That he's going to run.
I'm a yes, Dave.
I think no.
Okay.
Predictions for 2025. Jason will discover he's allergic to everything except mashed potatoes. No more food reviews for him. Susie will slip up and say a giant swear word, be suspended for 90 days and lose her vacation time.
No.
That's
no,
a
she'd
funny
get
one.
Suspended, but she wouldn't lose the vacation time.
By the way, I don't know if she'd be that disappointed by that either. Yeah.
If you send me over, I'll start dipping into my big fat 401k.
Chad and Dave will come up with a new spot called Just Scream at Us. People will come in and yell about stuff. We'll boost ratings 1,000%. Vinita will come and be incensed at a wild game, pitch a fit, and we'll ask to never return to a wild game again. That would crush her. Mm-hmm. Another one. We go to standard time all year round.
That's one people really want. I could care less.
Yeah, I think we spend way too much time talking about that.
Nobody wants standard time year round.
And by the way,
I don't care.
By the way, I saw two studies recently. You know, we actually get more sunlight if we went standard time.
Mm-hmm.
We get a little more sunlight than we do with daylight savings time.
How does that make sense?
Yeah.
The sun still is going to be up for the same amount of hours and minutes.
That was the joke.
Lunacy, Chad.
That was the joke.
That was fun.
I was trying to lure people in with that one.
Yeah, you were good. That was tricky.
I lured you in.
Tricky,
I'm a
tricky. Fisher of men.
I will become the greatest fisherman
ever. How do you hook your waxies?
Because it's all a scam.
Fishing?
Fishing is 98% luck. Admit it.
Luck in electronics.
And now you got the cheating tools where you get the screen right there. Hey, there's fish.
There's a fish.
Yeah. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, have a lovely afternoon.
You too.
I'll be here.
35 past 2. Traffic, weather, and then another topic where I really want you to get involved. That's coming up on the home of the Minnesota Twins, WCCO. I like it.
Really?
What we got?
This is the very famous Clyde and the Mill Tailors. I'm sure you've got all their albums.
I have every one.
I knew you did.
I follow them.
Good.
Let's go to some of the texters right away. Salvation Army. Great one. Right? And it does seem like we hear every year leading up to Christmas that they're behind. They have been a part of our lives forever, right? Doesn't it seem like?
Yeah, they've always been there.
Yeah.
The kettle is always there on the holiday season.
And by the way, the kettle's always there all year. We just don't see it. So good on folks and how they help out so many individuals. DAV.
Yep.
We talk about DAV on this station, on this show, often.
One of our charity partners.
Disabled American Veterans, yeah. That is a reminder, too, if you're interested in the WCCO radio album. By the way, I gave Drush's WCCO radio album away. He put it in my car along with his chocolate. I gave away the album and the chocolate.
I hope it was something who is deserving of both.
Absolutely. I thought he could find a way maybe to get another album.
Mm.
You know?
He's resourceful.
Yeah, it was in my car for 4 days. If something's in your car for 4 days, is it yours?
Well, it depends. Did he make it an effort to get it back and you just said no?
I think I told him at some point. I don't remember if it was in the four-day window or
if he didn't work to get it back within those 4 days, I think you're fine to get rid of it however you see fit.
The Jack Jablonski Foundation. Absolutely.
Sure.
What continues to happen in this country regarding progress with paralysis is pretty stunning. Just with Jack on his own. But think about Jack's story. Just as a teenager, playing a game. And what his prognosis was at first. And the life he has lived. And the progress he has made. And again, that could be any one of us for so many of these causes, right? So, bravo for highlighting that one. Every meal, they provide weekend meals to children from economically disadvantaged families. They're allowed to go in schools, put a bag of food in kids' backpacks for them to bring home. They're located in Roosevelt and serve over 300 schools in the state of Minnesota, mainly in the metro area. I've not heard of that. Have you?
No, I've not.
Wow. Reading recovery. Well, okay, Reading Recovery Council, Concordia College, in Moorhead Heart Association. I think these are all different, right? The Reading Recovery.
Sounds that way.
Concordia College and the Heart Association.
Yes.
Alive and kicking because they prove over and over again that seniors and elders have value, right? I would like to recognize Hope for Tomorrow, a mentoring organization, mentoring young teens in Twin Cities since 1997. Young Life, great organization for teenagers. Individual mentioned Second Harvest Heartland. Well, we're coming up on Second Harvest Heartland. Let's Kick Hunger is February 4th. So we're going to hear from some amazing people who are tied to Second Harvest Heartland, and they do great work. Shriners for Children, another fantastic organization. Donates to ALS. Are we ever making progress with ALS? Just seems so limited.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Animal Humane Society. I donate to the Humane Society almost every year. They're an amazing place. Epilepsy of Minnesota in honor of our son. That hits home for me.
Yes.
As a father of a son who is an epileptic, who on Christmas Day ends up getting horribly sick, and then in the middle of the night, while vomiting, has a seizure. There are so many people in our country who deal with epilepsy. And if we can help some folks out in that area, because of Q, because he's autistic, I also reach out to Autism Speaks. Reach out to St. David's, an amazing organization here in town. I reach out to Sharon and Karen Hands, Gillette Children's Hospital, Wounded Warriors. Who else comes to mind for you when you think of...
You've named a lot of them.
Right.
You know, I think for most of us, we're, especially anybody who's had kids, is...
Yep.
A complete sucker. I don't mean that in a bad way, but just for any charity that, you know, is whether it's Children's Hospital, whether it's Gillette Children's, as you said, any charity that specifically is geared towards benefiting children that are struggling with disease, struggling with hunger.
St. Jude's, as
yeah, bad living situations, whatever it is, making, you know, just preparing kids for the future. I think we're all, you know, we all have a spot in our heart for that. I mean, you know, for me, it's the one we've given the most of our attention to as a family is the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. That's because of my wife, and she deals with Crohn's on a daily basis. So it's something we give to every year that we fundraise for, that people like you, Adam Carter, Laura, other folks in the station have been kind enough to donate to the cause when we ask for it or come to events that we hold. And so that one means a lot to us. Like I said, because of my wife's situation and because of the work and the improvements that we've seen in the last 10 years, 11 years that we've been raising money for them. You know, when you see progress being made in whatever cause it is, but when you see it tangibly in front of you, it's an amazing thing to know that you're a small part, a big part, whatever part you are, that you are a part of it.
Well, you live this every day because Lindsay lives it every day.
Yeah.
And I know how much work the two of you put into this. It isn't just that Lindsay faces it and has had to make so many visits to Mayo Clinic and has had to alter many parts of her life. You're not just trying to raise the profile just to benefit Lindsay's for others.
Yeah.
And I give you immense credit, and Lindsay in particular, all the work that you've done to try to help so many people.
She's not been dealt a great hand, but being part of the organization too, you see so many people that, you know, she can look at herself and say, well, they have it harder than me.
Yeah.
They are struggling more than me.
Right. Ovarian cancer, right? We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
With our guy, Tom Hauser, by the way, I'll give you an update. Tom, after a very hard fall in his driveway, CTs, he has no brain bleed. He has no concern there. He has incredibly sore ribs. He has a broken finger. But he's okay because it was, man, those falls on ice can really alter things bad.
Yeah. And he said the ribs is just a contusion.
Yep.
Not a broken rib,
not
thankfully, but still, ow.
And we talked to Tom about Carrie Dietzick passing away and then his sister Maggie, who also passed away, young like Carrie, so ovarian cancer. Kathleen, my ex-wife, battled melanoma. You know, so melanoma is out there and just, you know, we make progress with cancer. You see great success stories. And then there's somebody either you know or you know of. And it's amazing how powerful it is. So send me a few more. We got to have crosstalk with Cook, right?
Oh, is he ready for that?
Well, we better be ready.
I don't know if that's in the contract for him.
Well, he better be here. Dan Cook is in for Jason. Crosstalk with Cook next. Pause of honor for dogs who've done their service, C&I Dog Foundation, a wildlife sanctuary in Colorado. The Invisible Wounds Project, supporting police, fire, EMS dispatchers, frontline trauma staff, and veterans suffering from PTSD. A lot of fine organizations. Look who's here to my left. My friend Dan Cook, who...
Oh, I thought you were talking about Josh.
Josh is here also. Also my friend. But Josh is not hosting the show today. You are. When did you first walk in this building?
That's a great question, because I started February of 2001 working here.
Yep.
But I was in, obviously, an interview before that, probably a month or two prior to that.
What was the likelihood that when you walked in here the first time, that you would think you would be hosting a drive time show?
I don't know. Is there a number less than zero?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's never. That was never even.
Never.
Never in my mind. No, I came here, in fact, when I was interviewing. I think part of the reason I got the job is because I came into the interview saying, I want to be the guy that makes that other person look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to be the lead guitarist. I want to be the rhythm guitarist. I want to be the person that sets it up so that whoever's hosting only has to worry about, you know, talking about whatever they're talking about. And everything else I handle and just keep out of their way. That's my role. That's what I'm good at. So that was always the goal. When we first talked to Brad, how long has Brad been here now?
Feels like 50 years.
Right? Something
like
that.
Oh, my God.
But it's been like three, four?
Yeah, right in there.
When I first talked to him, it was kind of the same thing. I'm like, I'm not going to be the producer that's constantly pestering you to host. That's not what I want to do. I know my role. I know what I'm good at, and I'm just going to stick to that. And it's only been, honestly, in like the last 6 months that I've started to come around on the idea of hosting and thought, you know, maybe I could actually pull this off. So,
well, a little that changed is when I came here.
Sure.
I had listened to CCO a lot. And I thought, to be honest, I'll just be really blunt, I thought it was too dull. And I thought part of it, when the station was kind of going through the transition from the legends to different people off and on, you would have a host where a host might have a guest do an 8-minute interview and then was solely dependent upon phone calls. Solely. A lot of folks didn't want to give opinions.
Right.
And so when I came here, I said, I'm not going to do as many interviews. I'm going to give a lot more opinions. We didn't have text then, but that's when I started the email system. And I said two things. I said, I'm not going to start unless I work with Carter, because I believed in Carter so much. And two, that you, the producers of the world, had to be able to talk. Because there are great monologuists who are hosts. They are very few and far between.
Very rare, yeah.
And what I think people are drawn to more often is a conversation.
Right.
And I just received this text from someone. I'm just going to read it. Chad, I want to wish you a happy new year. I might not agree with you all the time, but you've changed my views on things. Thank you for that. We enjoy your show, Mark. I really appreciate that because I don't want a show or listeners only to listen because they think this person, not just me, but any. Yeah. I'm just going to agree with them all the time. Mm-hmm. Can you reach out and grab and make memorable in some way? And the fact that we can have more conversations helps that. And almost all stations have it now, but this station was very reluctant. So that also encouraged you to, and me, kicking your butt and saying, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I mean, it's not like I haven't done on-air work before I got here. I was doing on-air, but it was small market stuff, and it wasn't what we do here. It's not anything the same kind of deal. So, yeah, when all of a sudden we could start talking, great, but I was pretty timid. You know, I wasn't putting myself out there. There wasn't a whole lot of energy. In fact, the very first day, I think whoever was Steve Moore, I think, was here the first day I ever cracked a microphone at this place and came in and was like, hey, you got to give a little more something.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of just very, you know, almost NPR-ish talking on the air. So, yeah, no, you kicked my butt a bunch of times and gave me some great advice along the way in terms of, you know, the time that I filled in for Shaletta and what to do there and how to get to this place. And so, yeah, no, I'm very, very grateful for all your help and looking forward to trying to carry the water once again for Jason DeRusha.
Okay, so what do you have? Yeah, what do you – that's a small
obviously, we're
going to
talk
– bucket.
We're going to talk a lot of New Year's Eve, including Neil Justin, who obviously you know very, very well is going to join us at 3:35. He profiled a bunch of different people that are going to be working tonight.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Excellent. So I will be listening.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Listen to Dan Cook. Good person getting his first chance to host Drive Time. He's got back-to-back days. He's got Josh. Everybody be safe, but have some fun. We're not working tomorrow. The see you next year joke is not funny. Don't use it ever again. We'll see you Thursday.